This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Optix, because they believe that many of you are looking to bolster your security posture with CNAPP and XDR solutions. They offer both cloud and endpoint security in a single UI and data model. Listeners can get Optix for up to 1,000 assets through the end of 2023, that is next year, for $1. But this offer is only available for a limited time on opticssecretmenu.com. That's UPTYCS secretmenu.com.
Hello and welcome to the last security episode of the year. Fortunately, the bad actors are probably all taking some time off for the holidays too, right? Thanks for listening. I'll catch up with you more next year. So I found a dive into AWS Lambda security threats and mitigations. I like the non-vendor captured approach it takes. LastPass continues to make things worse with every disclosure. They now admit that hackers stole customers' password vaults. Get off of them if you haven't yet. There was a Google WordPress plugin bug that allowed the theft of AWS metadata. Kind of wild to me to see multi-cloud playing out quite like this. And someone at McGraw-Hill really needs to see me after class because their S3 Bucket Negligence Award exposed 100,000 students' grades. AWS had a couple of neat things. They have a new security widget on the AWS console home. Whether it's wonderful or terrible is going to come down completely to what information it shows. Is it holistic? Is it too noisy? Etc. And they have a new white paper out, Security Design of the AWS Nitro System. And they go in depth as to how it was designed from a security perspective. Now, a fun tidbit I may or may not have just made up, the system was named after Nitro, the American gladiator.
This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at LogicWorks. Getting to the cloud is challenging enough for many places, especially maintaining security, resiliency, cost control, agility, etc., etc., etc. Things break, configurations drift, technology advances, and organizations frankly need to evolve. How can you get to the cloud faster and ensure you have the right team in place to maintain success over time? Day two matters. Work with a partner who gets it. LogicWorks combines the cloud expertise and platform automation to customize solutions to meet your unique requirements. Get started by chatting with a cloud specialist today at snark.cloud/LogicWorks. That's snark.cloud/LogicWorks. And my thanks to them for sponsoring this ridiculous podcast.
And the last security tool of the year is a request from me with security implications. Please go on GitHub and +1 my request to add support for an AWS config.d directory to the AWS CLI. I don't want to commingle different client account profiles in one file. Having a canonical list of who I'm currently doing business with seems suboptimal. Please let me slice and dice this file. And that's what happened last week and by extension last year in AWS. I'll be taking next week off. I'll talk to you afterwards. Stay safe.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice. And be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.